Hi everyone. We will give it a couple of minutes and start. Julian, are you able to scribe?
Yes, I can scribe.
Thank you very much. All right, then let's begin. Thank you, Junior, for scribing. Maccabee, do you have any liaison updates?
Yeah, I put a few there if you want to refresh, but basically there was an introduction to the University of Missouri, new member, and then a lot of discussion about folio membership. There's a survey the community council has been drafting. Myself and Lisa McCall from Lehigh sort of test drove that survey with the Folio Mid-Atlantic User Group a few weeks back, and so we discussed some of the initial results from that. And community council was discussing from that sort of membership incentives generally, and all the issues surrounding that. That's it.
Thank you, Maccabee. Christy, anything from the PC?
I think that the salient activity from last week's meeting was the continued discussion of the support period decision record. They will vote in the Slack channel. I checked the PC decision log this morning and nothing has been posted. So I will let everyone know as soon as I have any information on the outcome of that vote. Thanks.
Cool. Thank you. Jen is not with us today. Any updates from the security team?
No business as usual.
Thank you. Eureka early adopters.
Hey guys. I'm not sure I have much of an update for you. The group did meet last Wednesday. I wasn't able to attend due to a meeting conflict. I did ask the various early adopters to make sure that the were to try to update that wiki page with the statuses. I don't know if that's happened. I get the impression it may or may not have on sort of a organization by organization basis. So I'll need to follow up. Wayne or Julian, anyone else? Any of the early adopters have anything to add to that?
No, nothing to add from our side. Thanks.
Okay,
Thank you. Maccabee, did the CDD meet or anything?
I don't believe so.
Okay. I'll need to follow up with Jen to see if we need to take that out of the agenda. Thank you, liaisons. Upcoming meetings, today it's a regular TC meeting. On Wednesday, we're gonna talk about the output from the licensing subgroup, and then follow that up with another re regular TC meeting and continuation of environment variables. I'm thinking, depending on how the meeting goes today, we can finish the last section on the environment variable docs and talk about a decision record or something, the next regular TC meeting. Any questions or thoughts there? All right. TCR board. Nothing for that. Existing module evaluation. I believe Ingolf and Florian, one of you was on vacation. I believe they're both back from vacation now. Do you have any updates for the group?
Not me, I was on vacation. I don't know, is Ingolf here?
I'm su a substitute for Ingolf here,
Right.
and we have no progress
Okay.
on this.
Got it. Thank you. Just back from vacation, and we will continue to coordinate that. Thank you. Licensing subgroup.
Yeah, so as you said, we'll discuss it on Wednesday, but the request is again just to ask people to read through the various links that I shared a couple of meetings ago. I looked at last week's minutes, so the November 3rd, and there's links there to the module evaluator tool, as well as several pull requests. So if folks could please take a look at those before Wednesday, we'll be able to have a more efficient discussion and hopefully have maybe be able to get through it in one Wednesday instead of two, if people can at least take a look at stuff beforehand. Thanks.
Thank you. Mod settings.
Nothing new since I was on vacation.
Got it. Thank you. To my knowledge, no RFCs. We have the decision log. Support period is waiting on feedback from the PC and potentially CC, depending on how things go. And then for the OST, we don't have a Trillium release date. There was some feedback some time ago saying we should maybe put in language in all of the pages to say if the release date is parsed is passed, spring of something, then it's this version. If not, a certain version. I do think that would be a lot of work and branching there. But still waiting on the release date for Trillium. And that will be a domino effect for the rest of the releases. So we're at the end of the agenda as it stands. Any thoughts or comments to bring up? Okay, we can talk about the environment variables, go through the last section. But I wanted to prime the conversation, and maybe something that we can discuss over regular meetings. I was approached about some procedure for the security team. And it occurred to me that this cohort would have minimal context about the security team or whether the security team is under the TC and what it does, and just more awareness of that. Folks from the security team on the call, no pressure, but if there's a high level overview for the group and the notes, just to get the new TC members up to speed, I think it will go a long way with further discussions down the line. Yes, Craig.
I gave a overview or introduction to the security team at WolfCon. I believe, well, it should have been recorded. I haven't looked to see if it's available up on YouTube, but it should be. I can try to find the link and provide it here.
Yeah, that would be helpful. Someone else said something?
It's already online on the
And there's a security team space too as well. So yeah, let's get that link, and I think it will help further discussions that we will have on that. So with that, let's switch to environment variables. So let me get the link to the page. So we were done with section 4, and we're going to go into section 5. So section 5 is about the migration strategy. And in previous sessions, we had discussed that we want existing modules to add support for the standardized environment variables that we declared up top, as well as the existing environment variables today. So the goal is to provide consistent experience while maintaining backwards compatibility. So of course, supporting the standardized environment, depending on what it is additional development. We had said no cutoff date for removing the old values, old variables, at least not yet. The modules will have precedence on the new variables, and if that's not set, maybe go to the old. There could be potential for issues with environment variables that maybe it being blank or empty means something, but we could discuss that too as well. And yes, both will be documented in the module descriptor, and it's just saying automation will take care of some stuff later. Any thoughts on comments on this part? I have a thumbs up. Thank you, Maccabee. So precedence, we want the standardized variables to take precedence overall. So one example, we said we want to use S3 URL. So if S3 is set, don't use AWS URL. Otherwise, fall back to that if that is not set, something like that. And then this is about a logging of which one it is used. In previous sections, we removed a requirement to log. Where would it be? Let me see. I believe it was around here for optional variables. So we removed that requirement. So the gist of this is a, let's say for some reason, both AWS URL and S3 URL is being is set, and maybe there are some default values. How does the operator know which one the module is using? That's the idea behind that. Any thoughts or comments? Or we should take this part out.
I think we should take it out because
So we go
it
ahead.
requires some effort to implement, and it is not really a big help.
Is not a big help to know which variable is being used.
Well, I think the effort to implement it is much higher than the advantage that it has.
Got it. Any other thoughts on that? All right. Let me make a note for myself to remove this section, this part about logging overall. You have a yes, MacBee.
Just to clarify, are the modules still listing the values when they start up, or just not precedence issues, or are they not listing the values at all?
It's optional. So there's a section below that about logging the variables that when they start up. I don't know what we would decide there. But to this point, there is no logging requirements at all.
Right. Okay. That's fine. I think worth discussing in section six then.
Okay. Thank you. Any thoughts there before I move on? All right. So for 5.2, all new modules must comply with this policy, and we will catch that in module evaluation. Moving to six. So this one is optional, and it's saying we should log the configuration on startup at info level, just once. And then with some security consideration, there are some times, passwords and then API keys. This one is saying show only the character count, and this is showing first and four. But we have feedback from the security team that the character count can help an attacker to do their job. It makes it easier for them. So opting to not show, or and my question here is to remove the counts, totally, or just not show anything. Any thoughts there? Julian, of course, you can speak to this. Yes, MacBee.
Yeah, I guess this is just a question. Is there any metric that is safe to actually share for the purpose of someone knows they're using the right password, like display the very last character or, the very first character? It seems like any of those would be worse than the actual length, but I could be wrong. Maybe those are safer than the length. But as someone who has certainly used the wrong password from time to time, it would be great if there was a best practice that could help us with that.
Thank you, Kevin.
Displaying any information is something that can be used. So there's that. But we have to remember a lot of these are logged and they can end up in many different places. And some people in rancher environments can download these and they get stored elsewhere. So anything that's in here can end up in unexpected places too, just because someone wanted to download some console logs to look at something else and they could have that information in there.
Thank you, Kevin. Craig?
Yeah. Maccabee, I understand where you're coming from in this, but if I do think that logging any part of the password is probably a bad idea. If you needed to check which one, if you're using the right password, you could always log into the container and just list the environment variables, right? Anyway, just wanted to throw that out there.
Yeah, I sort of figured that was going to be the answer. So thank you just for confirming it. If that's the case, then I would probably suggest the same thing for the API keys. Because to me, an API key is the same as a password, unless, again, the security team differs on that for some reason.
No, it's similar, you know, to not have them. So I will change this to not log passwords or not log API keys. But that then begs the question, do we want to log anything overall, because that means there needs to be some code to say, you know, if it's the password, don't do that. And we talked about overhead of development of some of these things. So to be to you know do this, there'll need to be some framework of some sort to know where all the configuration or the environment variables are, and not to log any sensitive ones. Yes, Wayne.
Just from an operations perspective, you know, I'm fine with this as optional, but recommended. I think it is really useful to know what environment variables the module sees and is expecting in the log at the info level. So, I mean, I think that I just want to affirm that there's a value for this recommendation to operators. Whether that's worth the cost of, you know, extra fussing around with password, you know, logic to say don't display the password or whatever is that's a developer's question.
Thank you for that context, Maccabee.
I wonder if it would be easier or harder if we added another property when we were talking about defining the properties, you know, earlier, if we added another attribute there of like safe to log, not safe to log, you know, would then the tooling wouldn't have to make the determination.
That is interesting. Yeah. Kevin?
I think if we do that, we're going down a rabbit hole and we keep making it more and more complicated over time. Not that it's going to happen, but that's just one more step in that direction. So I'm concerned that if we add another property for this, that we're starting to make this complicated.
Thank you, Kevin. In terms of adding to the schema, I like the idea, but I'd prefer not to do that, or at least to realize, you know, the additions that this document is making, and maybe down the line that could be something. And since this is optional as well, it would seem maybe, yeah, we shouldn't go down that path. But that's a good suggestion. So to reiterate, you know, it's optional. It would be nice to log configuration on startup, and we don't want to log sensitive info. So that's what this section will look like when it's updated. Any disagreements with that? right, cool. So that's it for that section. And then last but not least, enforcement. So, you know, compliance with this policy is required for new modules, you know, to be accepted through the evaluation process. In a meeting note somewhere, I have the, how would I say, the evaluation criterion that we could add, and we can change to that just to you know, get alignment on for it. But overall, I don't think anyone would disagree with this. Any thoughts there? Okay. Existing modules, this way it's more interesting. So development teams are encouraged to add standardized variable support during regular maintenance. Updates should be made during major or minor version releases. Compliance means adding support for standardized variables alongside existing ones. So no requirements to remove the old variables. And technical council may establish specific milestones for when modules should add standardized variable support. So, but overall, it's just like best effort by the teams. Any thoughts, or do we want to have a stronger touch, or yeah, any thoughts or comments there? Yes, Maccabee.
I'm just trying to think this through in practice with how it goes through the module evaluation process. Which criteria do we have right now that is going to flag these properties in the first place?
Like I mentioned before, the criterion we would discuss after. So I don't think there are any in there in the current criteria document. We would have to add them in.
Right. Okay. That's what I thought. So just given that, then we would, just like for a couple of the existing criteria, we have a little sub comment saying for existing modules, it applies differently. What we're basically saying in this document 7.2 is what we intend to write into that sub bullet for the criteria.
Yes. I think, yeah. 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 And we're going to talk about what we're going to, the specific criterion soon. So. Any other comments? Thank you, Maccabee. Okay, so that, and then this is just saying DevOps will, you know, will have the automated tool. And I believe Wayne has an action item to create a Jira for the DevOps team. So, yeah. Yep, thanks, Wayne. Let me go to a different note. So I have this, I had this criteria laid out based on our discussions. There might be more criteria to add, but let's go through this and see if this is satisfactory or if we want to add more. So the idea is these lines would go into the criteria document in the technical council repo. Also, depending on the revisions we do today, that will still go into a PR that would be reviewed once more. So no pressure. All right. All environment variables follow the naming convention per standard, and the standard would be what is in that document. So that's you know, manual review of all of the environment variables as they're documented. The second one, the module descriptor includes description for each variable. We had affirmed that in the policy doc. README includes environment variable table with name, defaults, required, and description. We altered this to, you know, have the tooling automatically generate that. Is it fair to take this out? Yes, Wayne.
We actually altered that to say that there would be a separate file, right?
Yes, mvars.md.
Yeah, so this is inaccurate at this point.
That is correct. Anyone opposed to removing this line? All right, it's going away. Required versus optional variables are clearly marked. Now, what did that mean? I forget. Let's see here. Yes, Todd.
There's a in the fields under required documentation fields, one of them is a Boolean that says required. Yeah, there you are.
And yes, so we said we will, I think we are adding, I'm trying to remember. When we were talking about adding to, okay, I think it was default value. That's what it was. So we want to add that to the schema in the Okapi repository. So that's where it will be marked in the module descriptor. Yes, that was it. So let me say in the module descriptor. Yes, Kevin.
I may have asked this before, but I don't remember what the answer was. Do we have a clear definition on what required is in terms of an empty value on a environment variable, or whether the environment variable is undefined at all? Because you can define an environment variable without any value. So it would like clarification on that for this question in particular.
I believe for required variables, if it's empty or missing, that would be not good and would fail fast and startup. So the optional ones can be, you know, empty, but the required ones would need something set. Yes, Todd?
Also under the description, it does say that the purpose, valid values, and behavior are to be laid out in the description field. So it seems like that should, you know, the field itself should be able to determine, should be able to say what is valid.
Is that a section in the doc, in this doc here?
Yeah, right. The same line where your pointer is, description.
Okay, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Kevin, did that answer your question sufficiently?
Yes.
Awesome. Feature flags use consistent naming, underscore enabled. I think we can take this out since it will fall under this. Any disagreement with that? All right. And then module startup validates required values and fails fast with clear errors. Any thoughts on that? Yes, Wayne.
How does an evaluator verify that? Because generally, right, an evaluator is not trying to spin the thing up. And we're trying to get away from evaluators having to read code.
Well, I do agree with evaluators not needing to spin it up. But I think, you know, evaluators would need to read some code depending on, you know, like criteria we have for logging or something like that. But I get what you're saying. I have an idea, but I would like to hear others' thoughts. Maccabee?
I think where I've at least had concerns about the evaluators having to read code before, it was searching for general principles, like are things generally fail fast or are things generally, you know, secure, right? Sort of where you have to figure out the keywords that you're searching for. Whereas in this particular case, you'd be searching the code for a set of defined strings and just looking for some code that seems to indicate that there's an error message and a failure. So I agree with the goal of less looking at the code, but this one seems a lot easier than some of the existing ones.
Thank you, Maccabee. Any other thoughts? So I would like to propose that the team submitting the module provide a log of the module starting and failing fast based on environment variables. Is that a fair ask, Wayne?
So the ask is of whom?
The team who is submitting the module.
I guess that's a question for the developer. I mean, that would be lovely from the evaluator's perspective. But I don't know what the development teams would think of that.
Yes, Matt.
Yeah, just from a dev standpoint, I look at TCRs as like a collaboration between the team and the evaluators. And so there should absolutely be back and forth conversation. So there should be plenty of opportunity to, you know, for evaluators to ask for the dev teams to provide it. That doesn't seem like much of a burden to me, having gone through the TCR process before.
Thank you, Matt. I think of it in similar lines. If you know the dev teams have the ability to spin up that module pretty fast and set up the environment variables pretty fast, and you know, it wouldn't make sense if we have a criteria that we should fail fast, but you know, the dev teams don't check it and we don't check it as well. So I can change that last, or I can modify it to say that the dev teams will provide the log and the evaluator will review. Maccabee?
If there are, let's say, six required variables, are we suggesting six logs, you know, with one being missing at a time? Because the whole point of fail fast is that if they're all missing, it will fail on the first one and we'll never find out about the others.
I would say it depends on how it's implemented. The module can check all the required ones and say, here, these five are missing, I'm not going to start. But if it's you know, fail only one, then it seems that the dev team will produce, you know, the multiple permutations of that. Yes, Kevin.
Yeah, my interpretation of fail fast here is that it does the environment variables checks and then fails before it actually starts running anything else, not necessarily on the first environment variable failure.
Thank you, Kevin. And Maccabee agrees as well. So I will modify this. I'll modify this item, this line here, to you know, communicate what we just discussed, I will open a PR with that suggestion. So based on all what we've talked about here, Are there additional criteria we should add besides what I listed so far? All right. I will go to the dock and see if there are additional items, and all of that will be included in the PR when that happens. So we've gone through this doc overall. Are there any disagreements with any aspect of it? The question being, if we were to put this to a vote to say, you know, let's adopt this, are there any no votes? And, you know, whatever concerns, you know, there are, you know, let's address it.
Well, in the criteria for the module acceptance, the first one should not be for all environment variables, only for those where the naming convention exists. There might be other environment variables that are module specific where we don't have any naming convention.
Mm-hmm. That is a good color. How do you think we should word that? Should is it standardized environment variables follow the naming convention, or what was the language? Yes, Kevin.
This is not about the language wording part, but about the earlier statement. With things like Spring Boot, they convert or expose all of their settings as environment variables. So you could literally have as many as 1,000 settings. So yeah, I think all is excessive. But as far as language, I'm not sure.
Got it. Thank you for that. Is that better? Yes, Shelley.
Yeah. Does this include the environment variables that are kind of set by the other, I guess, the upstream code? So, for example, Keycloak, like, does that need to be made specific here, or are we just talking about the ones that are outlined in our document?
The ones outlined in our document are really the ones declared by Folio developers and modules. So whatever has been declared by, you know, for example, Keycloak, that would always be available to use. That's my thought. Kevin?
We could use terms like first party and third party in this case.
Fair, I like that. All right, Julian, does this statement read better?
Well, maybe we simply say comply with the naming conventions and then linking to the document. And the document is clear whether which should be, who should exist and which are allowed.
So the thing is that this at least this standard prefix is not exhaustive. So if somebody declares something out of this list, you know, you have to then start going by, you know, uppercase, underscores, using a prefix. So that's why the link to the document will always be there. But I like that it's, you know, whatever environment variables we declare, you know, should follow the naming convention as described in this doc. But yes, there should be a link. And I think Matt says the link to the doc too should be helpful. So when we create that PR, it would be there. Yeah, so the link to this doc will be there.
There's a definition of first party environment variable.
Sorry, say that again.
Well, we need a definition what first party means. So is the Folio library also first party?
It's you know, Folio module developers declaring environment variables for themselves. So that to me is first party. Did you prefer the previous one or Folio declared environment variables?
Well, that's more clear and better to understand.
Okay. Yeah, I'm good with that. Any disagreements with that from other folks? And don't worry, you have another opportunity to review this in the PR. All right. So we had some slight changes, so I will make them to this doc. There'll be a PR for these criteria and potentially others, and we will review all of that again in an upcoming TC meeting. So that is it from me. Any other thoughts before we disband? All right. Thank you, everyone.
All right, thanks.
Thank you. Bye.